Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move, the Meghalaya State Cabinet has granted official administrative recognition to the indigenous languages Khasi and Garo, paving the way for their potential inclusion in the 8th schedule of the Constitution. This decision allows these languages to be used in state government communication, education, and judicial proceedings, subject to High Court translation arrangements. What makes this significant is that both languages are widely spoken, with Khasi having around 14 lakh speakers and Garo around 10 lakh, yet neither is currently in the 8th schedule of the Constitution. The state-level recognition is widely viewed as a step toward eventual 8th schedule inclusion, a long-standing demand from the Northeast. Now, let us turn to the constitutional architecture behind this development. The 8th schedule of the Constitution lists languages that are recognized as official languages of India for various administrative and constitutional purposes. As of 2026, it lists 22 languages. What 8th schedule recognition confers is multifaceted. It includes official recognition, where the state has a duty to develop the language under Article 351, the option for candidates to choose an 8th schedule language as a medium of examination for civil services mains, currently offering 22 options plus English, translation rights for official translations of central laws and judgments, cultural promotion through Sahitya Akademi Awards and state-level cultural funding, judicial use. Where high courts may, with presidential approval under Article 348, permit 8th schedule languages in proceedings, and National Language Commission representation. It is worth pausing here to note that there is a distinction between Article 343 and the 8th schedule. Article 343 designates Hindi, in the Devanagari script, as the official language of the Union, distinct from the 8th schedule. English continues as an associate official language under the Official Languages Act, 1963, amended in 1967. The 8th schedule's 22 languages are scheduled languages, recognized for cultural and certain administrative purposes, but only Hindi has Article 343 status. Building on this, the Khasi and Garo languages hold significant linguistic and cultural importance. Khasi, with its speakers numbering around 14 lakh according to the census 2011, likely around 15 to 16 lakh in 2026, belongs to the Austroasiatic linguistic family, specifically the Mokmer branch, distinguishing it from most Northeast languages, which are Tibeto-Burman. It is primarily distributed in the Khasi hills of Meghalaya, parts of Assam, and Bangladesh, and uses the Latin script, also known as the Roman script, since its standardization by 19th century missionaries. Some traditional scripts are also in use. The cultural significance of Khasi is evident in its status as a living Austroasiatic language, with UNESCO flagging its preservation importance. Garo, with around 10 lakh speakers as per the census 2011, likely around 11 to 12 lakh in 2026, belongs to the Tibeto-Burman linguistic family, connected to the Boro, Boro-Garo subgroup. It is predominantly spoken in the Garo hills of Meghalaya, parts of Assam, and Bangladesh, and uses the Roman script, which was standardized in the early 20th century. Garo is a major Tibeto-Burman language with a rich oral literature tradition. What makes these languages matter is the cultural and anthropological identities they carry. The Khasi and Garo communities are predominantly Christian, with long missionary educational traditions, and are matrilineal, with Khasi society being one of the world's largest matrilineal societies, along with Minangkabau in Indonesia. They have distinct cultural identities, separate from the Hindi-Hindu cultural mainstream that dominates national policy. The languages carry these distinctive cultural anthropological identities, and 8th schedule inclusion would constitutionally affirm this distinct national contribution. Now, Let us look at the history of eighth schedule demands. There is a long list of languages seeking eighth schedule status, including several from the Northeast. The Pawa Committee in 1996 and the Sitakant Mahapatra Committee in 2003 examined criteria for eighth schedule inclusion but did not produce a definitive framework. The lack of explicit constitutional criteria leaves inclusion to political cultural judgment. The Northeastern imperative is significant, with hundreds of languages spoken in the region, many of which are endangered. The 8th schedule has limited Northeast representation, with Assamese included since 1950, Manipuri in 1992, Boro in 2003, and Nepali in 1992, which is also an official language in Sikkim. Many other Northeast languages, including Khasi, Garo, Mizo, Naga languages, Kukborok, and Mising, remain unrecognized despite their cultural significance. What Meghalaya's recognition achieves is multifaceted. In immediate terms, it allows for administrative use of Khasi and Garo, educational integration by strengthening medium of instruction options in state schools, judicial translation services in state-level courts and tribunals, and cultural funding for literature, theatre, and broadcasting. Symbolically and strategically, it affirms Northeastern identity in administrative practice, builds a case for Central 8th Schedule inclusion, supports language preservation, and promotes inter-community equity by placing Khasi and Garo on equal footing with English, the lingua franca, in Meghalaya. The federal implications of this move are also noteworthy. Article 345 allows a state legislature to adopt one or more languages used in the state, or Hindi, as the languages for official purposes within that state. Meghalaya's recognition operates under this constitutional space without yet seeking 8th schedule status. Article 350 directs states to provide mother tongue education at the primary level for linguistic minorities, and Meghalaya's recognition strengthens the implementation of this directive. Article 350b provides for a commissioner for linguistic minorities who reports annually on language minority protection, and state-level recognition of Khasi and Garo aligns with this oversight architecture. The pathway to 8th schedule inclusion involves a constitutional amendment under Article 368, typically passed with a special majority, not requiring state ratification. Recent amendments adding languages were the 21st Amendment in 1967 for Sindhi, the 71st Amendment in 1992 for Konkani, Manipuri, and Nepali, and the 92nd Amendment in 2003 for Boro, Dogri, Mathili, and Santali, taking the total to 22 languages. The next addition would require a bill, likely a 132nd Amendment bill or higher, depending on intervening amendments. Politically, multiple states have lobbied for various languages, but the center's hesitation typically cites concerns about opening the floodgates to recognizing one language, which could lead to demands from many others, administrative costs associated with UPSC examinations, official translations, and cultural academy creation, and the need for federal political balance, as recognizing specific linguistic identities can affect inter-community dynamics. In comparative perspective, India ranks among the world's most linguistically diverse nations, with the Census 2011 recording 121 languages with 10,000 plus speakers and 1,369 mother tongues. Ethnologue in 2024 lists over 460 languages spoken in India, with many endangered, as per the UNESCO Atlas. Other multilingual federations like Switzerland, with 4 official languages, South Africa, with 11 official languages, Belgium, with 3 official languages and regional autonomy, and Canada, with 2 official languages federally and multiple Aboriginal languages with provincial recognition, offer different models of linguistic recognition and management. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The 8th schedule currently lists 22 languages. Khasi has around 14 lakh speakers and Garo has around 10 lakh speakers. The Pahwa Committee and the Sitakant Mahapatra Committee examined criteria for 8th schedule inclusion. The 21st, 71st and 92nd amendments added languages to the 8th schedule. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Understanding the 8th schedule, its implications, and the process of inclusion is crucial for questions related to language policy, constitutional provisions, and cultural diversity. Remember this number, 22, the current number of languages in the 8th schedule. Note this carefully, the distinction between Article 343, which designates Hindi as the official language of the Union, and the 8th schedule, which lists languages for administrative and cultural purposes. Moving on to the way forward, in the short term, implementation frameworks for Khasi and Garo administrative use in Meghalaya, translation infrastructure for state laws and judicial documents, teacher training for mother tongue instruction, and public broadcasting in both languages are essential. In the medium term, 8th schedule inclusion of Khasi and Garo through constitutional amendment, interstate Northeast linguistic coordination, Sahitya Akademi parity, and digital infrastructure development are key. Long-term goals include a comprehensive Northeast linguistic policy, revisiting and codifying 8th schedule inclusion criteria, an endangered language preservation program, and possibly introducing an associate scheduled category for languages on the path to full inclusion. In conclusion, the recognition of Khasi and Garo as official languages in Meghalaya is a significant step towards preserving linguistic diversity and promoting cultural identities in India, reflecting the country's commitment to its rich and varied cultural heritage. This development underscores the importance of language policy in fostering inclusivity and diversity, key principles of India's constitutional framework.